This Pesach, on the last thing of Pesach, I was by my in-laws in Flatbush, and my father-in-law has his parents, Baruch Hashem, they're both alive, they're in love, elderly, they live in Bar Park. They live by themselves, they're not holding like having people saying on the Yantif. So my Shver decided that this Yantif, we're going to walk, take the trek from Flatbush to Bar Park, to be by my wife's grandparents, for the Suda Shirusha Pesach by day. So we got everything together and we made the trip 45 minutes back from my father-in-law's house to his grandparents. And anyone that was ever in Flatbush knows Flatbush is a regular, normal American Jewish community. Feels very much like North Miami Beach, to an extent, depending where you are. And going from there to Bar Park is an amazing experience. Anyone that has ever been in Bar Park, the second you cross over from Flatbush to Bar Park, you're literally going into a different universe. Bar Park, it's pulsating with the Jewish feel. Chazal tells us that a sleep is a 60th of death. Like, Bar Park is the 60th of Mea Sharm. Like, it's very Jewish. It feels very geshmak to be there. You walk down the avenues, they're full of Jewish stores. Anything that you could dream of Jewish is there. And this time, when I was walking there, saw something, a whole new, something I never saw before. In Flatbush Bar Park in New York, it's very hard to park. So they have something called a smart car, which is basically a car that the length of the car is the width of a regular car, and it can park head first, very small car. A lot of times used as patrol cars, maybe Hatzalah, Chaverim, the police. So I see one of these cars down the block in Bar Park. It looks like a Chaverim car, patrol something, maybe Hatzalah. And as I get closer, I see on the side it says Shabbos Gun. So, it's very funny because I happen to have been learning Beit Hazmanim. I was going through some halachas of Amir La'akum, of asking a bit to do a halach on Shabbos. And the first thing that came to mind was, you have a Shabbos patrol car going around. Is there a, dummy's guide to Amir La'akum, to speaking to a guy on Shabbos in the car? It's one of the extremely complicated. It's in a bunch of different places in Shulchan Aruch. And after going through it, I'm so confused. But whatever, we have to know, when it went up that I was speaking about Amir La'akum, it was yesterday, a good couple of Talmidei Chacham came over to me and said, so you're going to say over the Yisrael of Amir La'akum? What's the Yisrael of Amir La'akum? Amir La'akum is Aser. That's what it means. It means that it's Aser. Amir La'akum is, one is not allowed to say to a guy to do Malacha on Shabbos for him. That is what it means. There are a fanim that you could do, there's ways to do Baheter. But the concept starts as usher. Like, you're not allowed to carry outside of Shabbos. That's the rule. If there's an error, you can carry. But the starting premise is that it's usher. And then we can discuss how to get out of the issue. It's kedai the whole shiur just for that. It's usher, and you have to really know the halachas in order to... So just to set up a couple basic things, and maybe say a svara, but again, to get the whole sugya is a whole... It's a veder abba. The chazal asked at Amir La'akum, there's... two or maybe three basic reasons that I saw given over, could be there's more. But the basic reasons that are quoted are, step one is that there's an issue, a concept of a shlichus. We know that you can make someone an agent to do a bunch of different things for you, kedushin. For an example, we know about to give a get. Usually you can't have a goy be a shliach, but for this halacha of a chumra, Chazal said it could be a shlichus, and even though it's for an aveira. So there's a concept that the goy could be a shliach for you. When you tell a goy to do a malacha on Shabbos, he's your agent, and it's if you did the malacha itself. That is, there's even Arab Shabbos. You can't tell a goy on Arab Shabbos to do a malacha on Shabbos, because he's your agent on Shabbos. It's kilu you did the malacha. That isser is also an isser, nothing to do with Shabbos. You can't tell a goy to go cook milk and meat for you. You can't cook the milk and meat, you can't tell a goy to do it. So there's an all across the board isser of Amir La'akram, of telling a goy to do any isser in the Torah for you. The second thing that's discussed is Dabar Dabar. Dabar Dabar is halacha in Shabbos, that a person in Shabbos is not allowed to speak the varim words of weekday, of malacha. For example, a person cannot tell his friend, please drive me to the airport Matzah Shabbos. Because on Shabbos he's discussing driving is a malacha. So you tell a guy, this Isser is only going to be on Shabbos itself. You tell a guy, please turn on the light for me. you're discussing words of an Isser. So it's an Isser of Dabra Dabra. But these are very different. One, the Isser of Shlichus is the Isser of the action of the Melech HaShabbos is the issue. You have an agent and it's kill. You did the action of the Melacha through the concept of Shlichus. The Isser of Dabra Dabra is nothing to do with the actualization of the guy doing the Maisa, doing the action for you. It's your speaking. The fact that you spoke out the words is the Isser of Dabra Dabra, and that would only happen on Shabbos. If you told the Mayor of Shabbos, then there's no Isser of Dabra Dabra, there isn't Isser of Shlichus.
Even though there's no Isser for him to do on Shabbos?
It's a good point, but through Shlichus, through Shlichus, it's Kilo you did it, it's Kilo to Malacha.
So it's with Dabra Dabra also.
It's going to be also with Dabra Dabra, yeah. There's another thing given by the Rambam, which I'm not going to get into. The Rambam says that if you tell Graham to do things for you, you might end up coming to do it yourself. It's another reason not to tell Graham to do something. There are heterim, which I'm not going to discuss at all right now. There's a heter called Shvus. The Shvus L'Tzerach Mitzvah. That means if you tell Graham to do it, it's a Darabanan. Certain times it's Mutter. Ask your LOR if that ever comes up. But that is also Ben HaShmashis. There's a certain heterim if someone forgot to light Shabbos. Ben HaShmashis. You could tell a guy to do it, whatever the Bin HaShemashis period is. And other heterim, but that's not the point right now. In the actual Isser, there's two basic steps. There's the actual commanding the guy, like we said before, the commanding the guy is Usser, because of, let's discuss the Shlichus aspect, he's doing it for you and you're speaking it, if you say it on Shabbos, he's speaking the Dabra Dabra. There's also an Isser of deriving benefit from action that a guy, a Malacha that a guy did for you. Chazal were worried that if a guy would do an action for you of melacha and you would derive benefit from it, so you might come later to tell him to do it again and you can't have benefit. This is also even if you didn't tell him to do it. If you're sitting in a dark room and you can't read and a guy comes in and sees, the janitor comes in and sees you sitting there and turns on the light for you, you have to leave. You're not allowed to use the room. You can't derive benefit even without that means. Two completely different issurim, and anytime you want to have a heter in the issue of Amir L'Akim, we're going to have to get rid of these three issues. You have to make sure that there's no Dabra Dabra issue, that you're not speaking about Malacha on Shabbos. You have to make sure that he's not your Shliach, and you have to make sure you don't have Ana. How do you get rid of the issue of Ana? The basic two ways to get rid of the issue of Ana is, first of all, if it's not real Ana, if it's indirect, Lamashal. If the Malacha was that he turned off the light, if he turned off the light, you're not deriving benefit directly from what he did, because he didn't give you something, he took away something. So if he took away, you're just in the vacuum of his action, so Mimela, you're not deriving direct benefit from what you did, that doesn't have the Isser of Ana. It would still have simply the Isser of telling him, so you have to get rid of that issue, but the Isser of Ana is taken care of. Or, if let's say there was enough light that I could see, and he just makes it more bright, so then he's only being Maisev, he's not giving me, I really have that ability without him, that also not be considered Ana.
Do you say like an AC, that you turn on the AC, is that considered Maisev?
Gotta ask the rabbi that question, because you could deal with it. I don't know. I mean, simply, it's a whole new concept.
Right.
That takes care of the Hanum. Now, the biggest issue, which is really what I want to discuss and focus on tonight, is how to take care of the speaking. How do you get out of the speaking? So we all know, you have to hint. Because if you hint, you didn't say it. That's the basic thing we all know about. So you go to the ground, you hint. So it happens to me, as a side point, I was discussing the exact points of hinting. I was talking to Talmud Chacham about it. And he was very, very stark that 95% of the time, what happens is you start with a hint. And you say whatever you say that you think is a legitimate hint to have him do the malacha. And he comes in, and the way he said it was a very good point. The guy's petrified that you're going to sue him. He does the wrong thing. He feels awkward. He doesn't know what you want from him. And he starts asking you questions. And you feel really funny and uncomfortable because you shut the guy down the block. And 95% of the time, what ends up happening is either says, should I turn on the light? And you say, yes. Which is us, because that's not a hint. Or you just forget about the whole thing and you say it, which is not Pashin. I'm not saying it's us. There could be that there are people that say in certain situations that wouldn't be an issue, but it has to be dealt with. It's not Pashin at all. You have to ask a Shaila to get past that step, to make sure that you're hinting, your Misa doesn't all of a sudden shift into speaking out, which is a very practical thing that usually will happen to most people if you're
that's
not very careful.
Would be Dabra Dabra or would be the Shlichus?
Any issue, it would be both. If you say yes, at all.
That's Dabra Dabra, I'm speaking out.
I don't know. It's for sure, that's right. True.
This is only on Shabbos, right? If you give the guy a warning before Shabbos and say, by the way, you know, I might come during Shabbos to do certain things. I'm allowed to speak it out for you.
If you tell a guy to do something on Erev Shabbos, to do melacha on Erev Shabbos, it's also because of shlichus. So the question is again, so how do we take care of the mizah? So where do we find the concept that hinting works? Who said hinting works? So the Makar says it's a Mefarshei Gemara. Now the Gemara has nothing to do with Amir Lachar. The Gemara is talking about a case where you want to hire a Yid to do work for you, Matzah Shabbos. So you're not telling him to do a Malacha, you're telling him to come to you to work Matzah Shabbos, after Shabbos. That's only an issue of Dabar Dabar. You can't speak business speech on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, the translation, I got this translation at Art School, the Art School translation of what the Gemara says, the hint. The Gemara says you could say, shall we see whether you will join me this evening? If you could say that to the plumber, so everyone knows why you're telling the plumber, shall we see if you will join me this evening, is because you have an issue that he has to help you with. Well, I didn't tell him to do a malacha, well, if plumbing is a malacha. Let's discuss a case of malacha, a mechanic, whatever, he's fixing your car, whatever the issue is going to be. And you say, shall we see if you're going to be with me, if you'll join me this evening? That is, it's a hint. So I didn't do dabar dabar. So that is, the Gemara says that the pasuk that we learned, dabar dabar, they're not allowed to speak. Speech of malacha on Shabbos, we darshan divor is aser, but here thought is mutter. So anything that doesn't qualify to be a legitimate speech, divor, of malacha, if it didn't pass the parameter of straight black and white speech about malacha, it's still in the category of hir. The speech that I used is not about the malacha. Whatever is implied and understood about the malacha is all in the thought process of the two people. It's never spoken out. So that doesn't have the issue of dabar dabar. But that's very nice. It takes care of issue one of dabar dabar. But it doesn't take care of the shlichus issue. So because of this, there are more passings la halacha that every time you hint, you have to hint the words are shaloi b'derach tzivut. There's two types of hints, two categories of hints. There's a hint b'derach tzivut that means a commanding type hint. If there's a commanding type hint, even though it's a hint, so I never spoke out the malacha, so I wasn't ebed av davar, because there was a command connoted in my hint, so it does make the connection of shlichus, and the guy is my agent, so mamela there's a shlichus issue. So I would have to hint something without the command. Now just as an example, what does this mean? A command or not a command? So one of the cases given in Shulchan Aruch of a command type of hint is in the olden days, I always used to watch this by Neres Chanukah. After a while, like there's a mushroom that forms on top of the wick, and then the fire starts dancing around it and it starts dimming it. So in the olden days, if that would happen, it'd be hard to read. Say they knock off the mushroom and it would start, the wick would go straight again and it would shine nicely. So to do such a thing on Shabbos is a malacha. So the hint that was given in the Gemara was that basically you tell the guy, please wipe the nose, which was understood to mean, in the olden days, that means to take care of the mushroom on the neck. Now that you commanded him to do it. So there's a command over here. So if there's a command, that would be awesome. A case which would not be a command, the case that's given in Shulchan Aruch, is if I tell the guy, why did you not do that for me? Why did you not turn on the light for me? I'm not commanding him to turn the light for me. I'm expressing that I was upset that he didn't turn on the light for me 5 hours ago. Now he will understand the next time we hit that situation, next Shabbos, that he should turn on the light. I didn't command him to do it. He inferred that from the situation without a command. That would be a hint, and that would be mutter. So now, in order to get rid of every issue, what you have to do is you have to do a command. I'm sorry, you have to do a hint. That's not a commanding hint. And that non-commanding hint has to be in a situation where I'm not having benefit, which would be either that I already had the light on a little bit and he's just adding light, or an indirect light, an indirect benefit, which is turning off the light or something like that. So in order to qualify, to do Amir Akim, bottom line, without the special Atarim, it has to be a hint that has no command, which you have to define exactly what that means, how to get a hint without a command, and that you're not having the issue of Anah. And then you took care of all three issues. You have no Anah, you have no speaking of Malach, because you have a Remiza, it's a hint, so there's no Dabar Dabar, and because there's no, it's not a Tziwa, it's not a command, there's no Shlichus. Takes care of all three. Now, the big issue in the sugya is that this is all the Rambam, Shitas Rambam. There is a Bach and a Taz that both paskin. We don't go this way with Halacha, but they both paskin the Bach and the Taz that a person could do a remiza, could do a hint as a command. And the Bach says, "I'll bring you a raya." What's the raya? Because the Gemara we discussed before, the Gemara says that a person could go to a worker, a Jewish worker, and say, shall we see if you'll join me this evening? Which is a hint. So I see that when you hint, it's mutter. Says Dr. Bach, so if I hint to a guy to do malacha from Yom Shabbos, it's also mutter. And the question's obvious. The case of the Gemara has nothing to do with Amir Lachim. It's nothing to do with Amir Lachim. It's a dabra dover, an issue of speaking out of malacha. And over there, when you hint, we have the Gemara that says, Dibur is aser, speech is aser, hearer, thought is mutter. And as long as I don't have a qualifying speech, it's still within the parameter of hearer, of thought, so I never cross the border, and it's dabra dover, it's mutter. But how do they take care of the issue of shlichus? That's the big question. There's a command here. Very nice as a hint, but there's a command. He's my shliach, why should it be mutter? So, to answer this, this is B'derech Efsher, we could say that we have to break down, really, every single action that a person does.
What's the command in that case?
What? Shall we see?
Yeah.
Just look at it. It's not an issue of Amir La'akum.
Right.
It's only that you're telling him to do malacha after Shabbos.
There's no malacha either. Right.
There is a malacha. You're telling him to do, you're telling him to be a pilot. You're coming to be Seichem as a pilot.
That's the after Shabbos.
You're speaking on Shabbos to hire him after Shabbos. Right, that's the question on the back. No, very nice.
Mentioned.
What?
There's no malacha mentioned, so there's no davar davar.
That's no, the Gemara is bringing a raya. The Gemara is bringing a raya that by the isser of davar davar, you're not allowed to be seicha as a poyal on Shabbos. It's davar davar. But I could tell him that come to me, Mazal Shabbos, I'll be seicha you, because that's here, that's not dibur. So that's a raya that remiza, but it didn't actually be seicha you. I hinted that I'll be seicha you, that remiza is mutter. So that is the question on the back. That takes care of the davar davar issue. But you have no raya to take care of a different case, of a case where there's a remiza b'derech tzivoy that simply would have a second issue of shlichus. There's no raya that's going to be mutter. So in every single case of anything, we always have, let's say every case of mitzvahs or aveiros, there's two categories. There's a mitzvah shebegufay, means bodily mitzvahs, that the mitzvah doesn't, it's not an action-based mitzvah. Let's say sitting in a sukkah is not, the mitzvah is not the walking into the sukkah, it's not the action, it's the fact that you're within a sukkah, putting on tefillin, which is nothing, it's not the action of tying the tefillin, it's being within the situation of having tefillin, it's not an active mitzvah, it's just the fact that you're there, it's with your body. And then there's action-based mitzvahs, let's say being mafish chuma, taking off chuma from something that's chayav chuma, or let's say there's a mitzvah to shech the karban pesach, those are action-based mitzvahs. And we know the Gemara Kedushin says, the action-based mitzvahs, you could have the concept of shlichus. Because the mitzvah has nothing to do with me per se, it's the fact that I, if you want to say, if I caused it, I did it, I have the action. In that type of mitzvah, there's halacha of shlichus. You could do it for me, I have it done, the action is done through you for me, so I have, you did the action for me, I have that action. But if the mitzvah is a body mitzvah, sitting in the sukkah, so the mitzvah is not the action, so you can't do that for me, I have to be in the sukkah. If I make you my shliach to sit in the sukkah, it doesn't help, because I wasn't sitting in the sukkah. So anytime we have a case of a mitzvah shebegufa, it's not going to work. Shliach is not going to work. You always have to have a maisa, an action-based type of thing to have shlichus. When it comes to Shabbos, malacha of Shabbos, is the malacha of Shabbos an action-based malacha, action-based isser? Or is malacha of Shabbos a body-based isser? So simply, the simple understanding, avad is an action. The action is you can't do malacha, you can't turn on a light, you can't drive a car, you can't do the action. Make a fire. But there is a mashmeis in a beis meir, plead the gazath, a beis meir sounds like, and if anyone remembers, Rabbi Cinnamon came and said a shiur here from Chaim Kanievsky. He said over this similar type of yisoy to the friendship between shvius, shmita, and Shabbos, that Shabbos is actually, one could look at it in a certain light, that it's a body-based mitzvah. The issue of lighting the fire is not the action of lighting the fire. The action of lighting a fire is a wherewithal making you in a situation that you're not resting. Shabbos is a day of rest. We have to be b'shvisa, we have to rest. When we're involved in the malacha, the issue is not the action of doing the malacha. That's just a hechatimsa, a wherewithal that creates that I'm not in a situation of resting. And the issue is the fact that I'm not in resting. For that, you can't have a shlichus. A shlichus can't be on the fact that I didn't rest, because that's not an action. That's a body issue. So I can never make a shliach. So I don't have an issue. Bechla, what does it mean when the Rishonim say that the Isser of Amir La'akim is Shlichus? How do you have a Shlichus by Amir La'akim? Shlichus means that the guy was my agent to do the action of lighting the fire. You can't have Shlichus when it comes to Malach of Shabbos, because it's a body-based thing, it's not a mice, it's Davar Shebegof. So how Bechla could you have the concept of Shlichus? So maybe, in a half a minute, we could say, it was mentioned a couple years ago, I don't know if, I'm assuming no one remembers, but in the actual Isser of Davar Davar, you could break it down into two different ways to look at it. Is the issue of Dabar Dabar deeper, the fact that I spoke about Shabbos, is the issue that I express to you, instead of deeper, whatever I speak, it's to express to you my thoughts, to forward to you what I'm thinking. Is the issue that I told you something, and I'm expressing to you that I have it within me the desire to have malacha? Or is it something else? When I speak, I actually created, I made, if you want to say it very broken down, there's sound waves that I created. I created a concept through my Hebrew. I created a chal, a mundane words. And these mundane words that I created in Shabbos, these actual words that were created in Shabbos are an issue. I can't create those words in Shabbos. If you say the second way, you can take it one step right there and say like this. If I say a deeper and someone acts upon that deeper, so now they took that deeper to another madrega. The deeper was a deeper. They acted upon the deeper. They're bringing that deeper to fruition. Their action is not only just an action of doing the malacha because I told them. The action is actualizing the deeper itself. I said, do this for me. And you actually did it. So the action has two things in it. The action is that you did the malacha for me. But the action is also, it's actualizing the words themselves. The words themselves are now becoming so much greater. The words themselves went from the madriga of Dibur. The words themselves now graduated to Maisa. So there's an explosion of the words. The words themselves, the Dibur themselves, this issue of the Dabur Dabur, came to another step. The Dvarim themselves became Dvarim and Gmarim. So when I send a guy and I say to a guy, please do a malach for me on Shabbos, the Bach understands there's no Isser of Shlichus mitzad the actual Maisa HaMalacha. Because in the actual Maisa Malacha, which the Maisa Malacha, turning on the light, the issue is the fact that when you turn on the light, you're not resting, that can't be a shliach for me. But it could be a shliach for me that when he does that action, he's actualizing my words, bringing my words from Dabar Dabar to Super Dabar Dabar. He's doing an action upon my words, he's bringing my words to fruition. So in the shlichus of Amir Akam is a way to actualize the Isser of Dabar Dabar. And Seif Dover, the Isser, the Nekudas Isser, is not the action of the Malacha that I have, it's the fact that I have another step in Dabar Dabar. And if that's true, so then if it's done in a way that Dabar Dabar is Mutter, it's Mutter. So if I told the guy Bermiza, if I hinted to him, so there was never, those words were never as words, they're always here. They're always here form. So you can never have the issue, even though the Shlichas, but the Shlichas isn't the Malacha, it's the Dabar Dabar aspect, so in Bermiza it's going to be Mutter.
What's on Friday then?
Right, so back when Mutter of Shabbos.
Well, any Amir Erev Shabbos? No. If I'm doing Amir Erev Shabbos, it's good on Shabbos. It's Mechad Shabbos up then. No, I told him to do it. He's my Shabbos. It doesn't have to be. It's Shabbos. And on Shabbos, he brought those funds. And I'm not sure. Unfortunately. That was not true.
But even the Svara, the terms go to Svara.